supermarkets give me the heebie-jeebies. They're really big, cold places with horrible acoustics and lots of breakable stuff with labels that I can't read. Whew, I'm glad I got that off my chest. This is Inside Ouch. I'm Emma Tracy, and in the studio we've got Damon Rose.
Hello.
Hello. And Beth Rose.
Hi there.
And we have a guest as well this week. On the line from Brixham in Devon, we have disabled mum of three, Lizzie Gwilliam. Hi, Lizzie.
Hello.
So yeah, we're talking about shopping this week because there have been quite a few disability and shopping related stories in the news. One of them involving Lizzie. Lizzie, you were on telly last week.
I was, yeah. Yeah, so I was in Sainsbury's with the trolley manufacturers, Vansel, who have designed a trolley that I can attach to my wheelchair and also carry my baby in it as well.
So a trolley manufacturer has designed a trolley with you in mind?
Yeah. After I sent a tweet, I think it was back in October, I think, because I'd been to Asda and their baby carrier trolley was a lot lower than the ones I've normally seen. I thought, well, that's good because they're really high up anyway. And even my PA has a problem seeing past the car seat on top of the trolley. And I tweeted about it and said it was good that they'd improved it, but obviously it's still not, doesn't suit me. And me being the mum, I want to be able to push my baby in the trolley and also, you know, have the shopping in my trolley as well, rather than have two separate trolleys for different things. I included Vansel in the tweet, and they responded and said they would meet up with me and discuss some ideas. So we met up in November and put some ideas over the table. And yeah, so last week we saw the prototype. So yeah, it was really exciting to see how it's come out.
What's the trolley they've created like?
It's basically like the standard wheelchair trolley as it is at the moment, which most people probably seen one in some supermarket, where it kind of clips on to the front of a manual wheelchair with two arm things that clip onto the front bars of your chair. Obviously it doesn't work with electric wheelchairs because there's not normally bars on the front, so that's one downside to it. But so it's that standard kind of shape and size, but also with the other standard car seat carrier bit which other parents use in supermarkets, which goes on top of the trolley. It's quite high up and you put the whole car seat in it and then strap it with a plastic strap across the car seat. So it's just basically that on top of a wheelchair trolley.
So wheelchair trolleys didn't have car seat spaces before this?
No. No, there's nothing, because disabled people don't have children, did you not know?
And now are you able to do every aspect of it yourself? So are you able to get the car seat onto the new area for it? And
yeah. I can't do it myself, but I wouldn't be able to do it anyway, even if I can't lift the car seat at all by myself. So I'd always have a PA with me anyway, and she helps me go shopping, and because she'll sort of pick things up off the shelf and help me pay, because I have very big problems with dexterity. So my fingers have no muscles at all, so I can't really do kind of fiddly things. So she's always with me anyway, or my partner is if she's not there. So yeah, she'll lift him onto the car seat sort of base bit and strap him in, and then I can clamp the trolley onto my chair, and then he's at my eye level, so if he's, hopefully he's asleep, but normally he's not, yeah, I can kind of respond to him and pass him his toy or a biscuit.
Do you push your own chair, Lizzie? What I'm just trying to sort of nail exactly what the improvement is for you.
Yeah, I have a manual chair, so I self-propel most of the time. It depends what the terrain is like, really. If it's up hills, I can't really push for very long or very, very steep hills, because like I said, I have no muscle in my hands at all, or my lower arms. So I'm kind of just using like the ball of my hand to kind of push the hand rims.
Right.
And yeah, I have like rubberized hand rims, so it's kind of a bit more grippy. I also have an electric wheelchair as well. So I use that when we're sort of going out shopping for a long time or out and about up to like Berry Head around here, where it's on the kind of headland. So yeah, I use that as well, but mostly my manual day to day.
So you get to push baby ahead of you and have your goods in your trolley ahead of you while your PA sort of helps you out putting things in the trolley, is that right?
She's basically my hands and arms and feet when I can't do something. So
before the trolley, the new trolley, you pushed yourself in the wheelchair and your PA pushed the trolley with your baby in?
Yeah. I'm always kind of either behind or in front, but not actually being in control of my own child in the supermarket and, you know, directly in front of him or her to respond.
And what was it like when you got to try out the trolley with the baby on board as well?
It was great. It was just nice. It was like perfectly at my eye level, still fairly high up, but not too bad. The trouble is, if it's any lower, there wouldn't be any room for shopping, and yeah, any higher, and I wouldn't be able to see anything past him. But yeah, it was good. He slept, which is quite handy.
And what happens now? The company are going back to tweak, I'm guessing, from the prototype. Yeah, and then are they going to develop them?
I think the next stage is they're adjusting this one slightly because it was a bit too low where the handle is at the front. And then they also decided they probably don't really need the handle at the front. So that's going to come off, I think. And angle it up slightly because it was a bit it was too close to my knees.
Mm.
And I think then once it's been, I'll see it again probably and, you know, see what I think of it and anything else it needs doing to it, and hopefully that'll be it.
And will they just make one for you, do you think, or is this something that they're hoping to roll out?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I think in the beginning it will just be one, which will be, I presume, based at Sainsbury's, where we did the unveiling. But to be honest, I don't normally shop at Sainsbury's. We go to Aldi, which is nearer and is smaller, and I find that easier. It's not too so far to push around.
You're going to have to nick the trolley and take it to Aldi, I think. I think that's the way you do it. But that's all right, because I see plenty of people around my local area doing that kind of thing, taking it home, all sorts of things.
I'm quite intrigued to see whether they're going to put a pound coin thing in. Because I cannot handle pound coins at all, and I find it quite funny that they even put these things on wheelchair trolleys. And it's like not most people, but a lot of people who use a wheelchair might have dexterity problems.
That's the thing. Aren't they bringing out new pound coins next month? Sort of the 12-sided ones. What happens to the supermarket trolley release things? There's millions of them out there.
I think largely they're redundant, aren't they? I think they've got bored of people's pounds getting stuck or people not having them, so they just don't really get used.
My partner worked out a good hack, which is to take one of his Yale keys off his keyring and put it in backwards, so the round bit of the key goes into there quite nicely.
We'll be doing a full podcast on how to steal trolleys next week.
Beth, there've been other disability-related shopping stories in the news this month.
There have actually, a couple of different schemes have been going on. So way up in Moray in Scotland, an employee in Tesco who worked on the checkouts obviously saw a lot of people struggling to get around the supermarket. So perhaps people with dementia or learning disabilities or harried mums with four children running around. And they get to the checkout and you know that awful pressurised situation where you can feel the cube behind you building and you're trying to race against the checkout person putting through your items, getting them in your bag, getting that in the trolley, getting your purse out, paying for it, and then leaving with about 40 seconds. And everyone feels really, really stressed. But this worker at Tesco decided to do something about it. And in this one supermarket, they've come up with the new relaxed lane, which is basically you can take as long as you want. You're not going to offend or annoy someone because it's laid out and it says it's the slow lane. And it's just hopefully taking the stress out of shopping. So if it takes you 15 minutes to get 9 items through, then that's fine and everyone will be understanding. At the moment, it's only running on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, and just it's this one till, but hopefully it's had a really, really positive response, and it's in partnership with Alzheimer's Scotland, so I think they're hoping that actually it will broaden out. And also the fact that it's not just for people with dementia or learning disabilities, it's for anyone who wants to avoid the stress of getting through that checkout.
When I go to the supermarket, because I'm blind, I quite often go on my own to my local Lidl. We name checking stores at the moment, with my little boy who's 9 years old. And you know, kids when they're that age, always a little bit embarrassed of their parents, and certainly mine is embarrassed of his daddy a bit sometimes, especially when he thinks people are looking at him because he's blind and a bit different. All I get from my little boy at the checkout queue is, "Come on, daddy, come on! People are looking at you. Come on, this is awful." So yeah, I could certainly do without that kind of stress. And how would I I'd say, "No, it's fine, Charlie. No, it's fine. It's a Tuesday or Wednesday morning, and it doesn't matter anymore because this is the day that the slow people come to town."
You actually have to go to a special lane. I'm not sure he'd like that either.
And you have to go to Scotland as well, which might be a long shopping trip. I don't think he'd like that.
Oh dear.
How would it help you, Lizzie?
Most of the time I'm with my PA anyway, or, you know, my partner. And so they will be doing my packing. But I normally keep my bank card in my phone, like in my phone cover has a little wallet thing. So I'll get my card out of that. And then depending on the type of card reader, I might be able to put it in. Some of the number keys are quite difficult for me to use. And if it has like those little guards at the side, I find they get in my way. Some are easier than others. But I quite often will drop my card, and that's a bit annoying because, I mean, a bank card on a supermarket floor is difficult enough for anyone. But it's like, imagine doing it, trying to pick a bank card up with oven gloves on. It's like that. But the other day I had a bit of a funny experience. I was with my mum in a supermarket, and in the lane next to us was an old man waiting for his turn at the till. And I was obviously like kind of, you know, fumbling, trying to get my card out. And this old man, I could see him watching me out of the corner of my eye. And I was kind of like, you know, just kind of sort of glanced and looked away again. And then he said, "Do you want me to help you?" And I said, "Oh, no, I'm getting them out." He's like, "Do you want me to help you put them away?" And I was like, "No, I'm getting them out. I haven't paid yet." Then sort of just put them on my leg, like rested them. I was just waiting for it to be ready. And he just reached into my lap and just took my two cards and put them back in my phone. I was like, "Oh, geez, don't reach into someone's lap."
No.
But there's something about jam as well. I don't really understand.
There
jam
is something
cards.
About jam and the jam card. It stands for, so it's jam, J-A-M. It stands for just a minute. And it's this card and a phone app, actually, that is operating in Northern Ireland. And basically, for anyone going shopping or on the transport, if there's a shop they want to go to, they can send an alert to that shop and say, "I'm coming along in the next few minutes." Kind of let your staff know that I'll be there, and just be a bit more patient with me, just give me a bit more space, a bit more time. So again, sort of take away the stress of shopping, and also just to kind of give a heads up to any staff in case they're asked for any particular help, which all sounds really nice and I suspect works really well. But the bit I really like is it has a TripAdvisor style ratings section to it. So if you tell a shop you're coming and then they're not as helpful as perhaps you would like them to be, or perhaps they're really, really super helpful, then you can leave a rating and anyone else using the app can follow that through. And it's hoped also that that kind of will be used for training. So it's a scheme which seems to be quickly developing. So maybe we can get it over here in England as well, which would be quite nice. Just another way to take the stress out of shopping.
Absolutely.
I'm not entirely sure what I think of that scheme.
No, why
actually
not?
Well, I know that there's been a similar kind of scheme going on with banks. They've been trialling it in banks, haven't they? So that when people reach the counter, the bank has already had a bit of advance warning that they have someone who has differing needs or whatever. But does this not sort of allow staff in shops not to think about diversity in the fullest possible way?
No, I think it will improve it, because I think they'll be much more aware. And rather than just fumbling through a vague conversation and just about helping someone out, they'll actually be a bit more informed, and over time we'll learn, okay, this regular customer, they want me to help them with X, Y, or Z. And then that will improve other people's shopping experience.
I suppose it could lead to assumptions. So, you know, if I had the app, someone might be there with a basket ready to help me, whereas actually I just need one thing, or I want a bigger trolley and things like that. But what I feel it would help me with is finding someone initially to help me in the supermarket, because there's no way I could go around the supermarket by myself. You know, I can't read any of the packaging. As I said at the top of the podcast, everything is breakable, things move around all the time, so there must be someone to give me a hand around the supermarket. And the help is variable. You get all sorts of different types of people, so you sort of take your life in your hands when you go to the supermarket as a blind person. So I tend to do my shopping online, to be honest. But anyway, with this app, I'd hope that someone might be waiting at the door or be ready to come to the door to give me a hand, especially if it's my big local supermarket where sometimes it's quite hard to find the desk or the checkouts.
But I think also the crucial thing is this ratings, because you can really highlight exceptional service and then you can also embarrass and shame other places into hopefully improving their service and what they offer. So overall, hopefully it would improve the experience.
Mm. Damon, why do you go to the supermarket with your little boy? Why do you not just do it all online?
Because not all of the apps and are that accessible, are they? I mean, I have one particular app, one particular store that I like, but it's a slightly more premium brand, and I like it. It's easy. Am I allowed to say what it is?
I think so, because it is...
We are name-dropping all over
it
the place.
Is, and it is universally known by the blind community that it is a great app. So, yeah, go for
well,
it.
Well, it's the Ocado app. It's just really well-designed. Whereas, the Tesco app involves you tapping a lot around the screen and therefore, as a visually impaired person, having to re-find your place again and again and again before you can carry on with your shopping. I find it really frustrating. Mm. You don't always want to do a full £100 shop or whatever for your whole family each time, do you? Occasionally, I might want to go and pick up anything from a bottle of wine to some butter and some flour and some...
No reduced section online either. That's the most exciting bit.
Ah, good point.
All the yellow stickers.
Yeah, this is true. We always head for the reduced section first when we do go to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. It's fun, isn't it? You never know quite what you're going to get. And sometimes you're introduced to some interesting new things that you wouldn't have bought if they were at full price.
Especially in Aldi, you might come out with all sorts. Sledgehammer. And...
Elizabeth, William, thank you so much for joining us and telling us your shopping story. Do you want to say goodbye?
I'd love to. Bye-bye.
And also thanks to Damon and Beth.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Bye.
Just to let you know that the tickets for our epic storytelling live event, which will be in London in March, are ready to apply for very, 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 very soon. So keep an eye on the Ouch channels for those. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email ouch@bbc.co.uk, like us on Facebook, find us on Twitter @BBC Ouch, or go to bbc.co.uk/ouch.